the way you've been playing lately, I mean, I was in Eindhoven watching you, and you threw some fantastic stuff there, Kim. You've got to be feeling as good about your game now as you ever have.
Maybe I'm not playing the best darts in my life I've ever played, but I'm feeling the most confident. And that's maybe double as good as you playing the best ever. Because when you're playing good, you still can lose your games. But when you're confident and you're down, you can still win games. And that's the most important thing. And I'm feeling really, really confident at the moment. I know I can beat the next opponent. I know I can. Sometimes when you're in a tournament and you think, oh, I've got Phil Taylor or Michael or Adrian or James or doesn't matter who, Gary Anderson, you think, oh, that's going to be a tough game. And at the moment, I'm thinking, doesn't matter who it is next one, I'm going to win. I'm going to try to win. I'm going to do my best.
It's a good job, because your half of the draw is a tough one. If you're going to win this tournament, Kim, you're doing it the hard way.
It is a tough draw, but you can't look at the full draw. Just every game next you play, that's the only game you have to win. And I don't look at a full draw. Just I don't even know if Phil is in the draw or not. I know I'm playing Adrian Lewis or Michael Van Gerwen next. Obviously, probably Phil is in it as well, because he's playing today. But I haven't looked at it.
So what do you do now? I mean, Ronnie's gone now. You haven't got your roommate there, so yeah. It's just, how do you prepare? I mean, have you found Wolverhampton? Have you been doing anything at Wolverhampton at all to like try and take your mind off the darts? Or is it constantly, for this whole week, darts, darts, darts?
I only saw the hotel and the venue, to be honest. I'm not the type of guy that goes and do touristic actions. I'm the type of guy that likes to do darts,